Star Style, the fashion and beauty you need for this weekend with Wonder Bra. Heat. It's Star Style, the podcast. Heat.
Hi there, this is Tony Phillips and Star Style on Heat Radio with Wonder Bra, bringing you all the tips on how to dress like the stars.
Good, isn't it?
Heat. Big rings, ornate necklaces and shiny pretty stones are so this season. But what about this bit of silverware? The ting-a-tong. It's a silver charm that lets everyone know you're single. Bit like a wedding ring, but the opposite. Anyway, it's about to be big, but would you wear one if you're single?
No, I don't think I would. Because I know you'd probably, if everyone knew about it, everyone would be coming up to you and stuff, and I don't really want that.
You get all kinds of freaks coming up to you, coming on to you. I don't think so, no. Well, seeing as I've got a boyfriend, I wouldn't be a hello, come and get me kind of thing.
That's like the traffic lights red, amber and green, you know, that you wear that on the night out. No, I think that's pathetic.
I don't think it's, no, I don't like that at all. It gives it everything away.
No. Why would you want to wear a ring saying that you're single?
Yeah.
Because you wear a ring when you're married, isn't it? And so you know if you're not wearing a ring, you're not married.
No, I don't think so. I think it's pretty desperate. Like, I need a boyfriend. No.
So into it or so over it. Star Style with Wonder Bra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.
The Christmas party season is nearly upon us, so it's time to get out that little black dress. But what should you wear underneath it? We all remember Eva Herzegova in the 90s. Hello, boys. But have times changed? Or not really? What sort of bra should you wear? Something classy and feminine, or something a bit out there? It is Christmas, after all.
If you're wearing like a low-cut top, you want something that's really uplifting, eh? Just like lacy, yeah.
Yeah, plain, just plain, something that's like padded, because I need to.
Push-up black bra. Push-up black bra with a little bit of lace, no harm done.
Yeah, a little bit of lace,
done.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't wear push-up bras at all, so I don't think I would.
Couldn't wear a boring bra.
Kind of 50s style.
If it's backless, then it's just a whole different ball game,
backless,
isn't it?
I don't wear backless, I have to wear a
padded,
bra.
Padded, has to be padded. A little bit of push-up, definitely.
My body is my body, and I don't want to change it. I don't want to make it bigger or smaller. I like my breast.
red, and lacy.
Star Style Podcast.
If it's time your fella got an image overhaul, check out the feature in this week's Heat magazine, but obviously make sure he gets things you can steal. That's the beauty of winter. Scarves, hats, nice cashmere sweaters. They can all very easily make the move from one side of the wardrobe to your side of the wardrobe. And while we're on the subject, haircuts. Make sure he gets a proper bloke's haircut. New man is out the window for locks, as fashion is turning back the clock to that old school preppy look. Think Preston from The Ordinary Boys, and if you'd really rather not, think George Clooney. Okay, that's enough thinking. I know you're gonna think I've gone a bit Halloween stir-crazy, but black nail varnish is where it's at right now. Everyone was wearing it at Fashion Week in Paris a couple of weeks back. The A-listers are going crazy for a bottle of Chanel's latest. Basically, unless you've got connections, you can't get it. Victoria Beckham was given a bottle by Karl Lagerfeld last week, and she said it's amazing. For us lesser mortals, we'll just have to make do with the high street.
Someone is broadcasting on our carrier frequency.
Hey, it's David Hasselhoff, alias The Hawk, and this is the only kit you really need this weekend.
I'm sorry, that just slipped out.
Star Style with Wonder Bra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.
I know books are really all about the words, but Shane Ward's glossy new autobiography does have a lot of fantastic photos in there, including some of those fab X Factor outfits. Anyway, it's out this week and it gets 4 stars from Heat. If you want to know what to wear and definitely what not to wear this weekend, X Factor is actually a pretty good place to start. And after Tony Bennett's masterclass at the weekend, this week the Mamma Mia cast will be showing the hopefuls how it's done. And while I'm on the subject, Celebrity Fame Academy is back on the box in the new year for comic relief, including tough-talking judge Richard Park, the headmaster.
Another great chance for the Fame Academy staff and students to raise money for comic relief. Last time it was absolutely fantastic, as millions upon millions of pounds were earned for the charity by the work of those students that come into the Fame Academy house. We're looking forward to this year's intake, and we're just hoping we'll be a bit better.
Star Style Podcast.
We were backstage at this week's Q Awards and noticed the Take That boys in good shape. 10 years since they split up. Gary Barlow was looking pretty hot in a white shirt, and the men's must-have for this season, a grey tank top. He looks pretty harmless, so we pulled him over for a chat.
Yeah, it's been brilliant.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It just feels quite natural to be all back together again, just like a 10-year holiday, and I don't know, we're just looking forward to seeing
you've been
if
on
our
holiday.
Yeah, 10 years. Just looking forward to seeing if our album is a success. You know, we'd love our album to be a success and our
feedback,
single.
I think.
Yeah. See what happens, eh?
I am delighted to say the winner is Take That.
We didn't expect to get back together after 10 years, let alone be at the Q Awards. Pleasure to be here and amongst loads of legends and stuff. We used to win Smash Hits Awards and things like that, so it's nice to be acknowledged by a somewhat credible magazine. Not that Smash Hits wasn't credible, but you know, nice one.
So 10 years from now, where do you think you'll all be then? Mark?
We'll surely be out of work again, won't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we'll definitely be out of work. Probably Panto.
Something for the weekend. Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.
This week's Heat magazine has a voters' poll to find the most fashionable and the most unfashionable of 2006. So let's give you a heads up on who might be voted best dressed women of the year.
Kate Moss, probably. She dresses quite good, doesn't she?
Well, Keira Knightley is quite good.
They're both too good. Scarlett Johansson, yeah, she dresses really nice.
Did you say Kate Moss?
No, I think she's quite.
Yeah, Kate Moss is doing well at the moment, yeah.
Victoria Beckham. Definitely Victoria Beckham, yeah. She just looks amazing every time you see her.
I say Kate Moss. She can wear anything and look stunning, and like she's like ahead of the fashion. She's ahead of everything, you know what I mean? So
Jennifer Lopez, because she's quite fashionable and she's quite trendy. She keeps with the times.
Oh, Misha Barton.
Oh, Crown Princess.
Victoria.
Yeah.
Or her sister, Madeline.
Kate Moss. Just like, she's a big fashion icon, isn't she?
Colleen. She's quite
good. Yeah, Colleen.
Colleen.
Yeah, she's quite good.
And worst dressed woman?
I don't like Colleen McLaughlin. I think she looks really like old fashioned and really mumsy, and I don't like her clothes at all.
Some of the footballers' wives, yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Tacky.
Yeah, Jodie Marsh, she's pretty bad.
So we'll go for Jade then.
Probably Madonna in her video jump, because she looks disgusting and she thinks she's so beautiful, but she's not.
Yeah, Mariah Carey.
Too many colours.
Charlie Brooks.
You know Michelle Heaton from Liberty X, or like Jordan or something.
Paris Hilton, definitely the worst ever.
I think I'd have to agree with that. Paris Hilton, yeah, and yeah, Paris Hilton. Definitely.
Star Style with Wonderbra. Thursday nights from 7, get tips on how to dress like the stars and next week's hottest new trends. Plus reviews of the best new tunes. And we might play a few too. If you're going out this weekend, then get in with what's hot and what's not. Star Style with Wonderbra. Thursday nights from 7 on Heat Radio.
So into it or so over it. Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.